Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Don't worry, the Lakers are just fine. Everybody settle down. Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio on Sirius XM Channel 80. What is up, Christopher Davis? Canty, good morning.
Please don't associate me with such mediocrity. That was disgusting what I saw from Anthony Davis last night.
4 for 15, not getting it done for you?
Even a little bit.
That is a tough one. Let's roll.
Here we go!
Only one place to start.
It's off to Murray, who can't miss in the fourth quarter. Another three! 14 fourth quarter points for Jamal Murray, and the Denver Nuggets have held home court. They've gone up 2-0 in the Western Conference Finals.
Mark Hestischer, who will join us in 15 minutes on the Lakers and the Nuggets, on the call right here on ESPN Radio. Canty, the Nuggets have taken a 2-0 lead after the Lakers had an 11-point lead at one point in the third quarter. The Nuggets able to come back in large part due to the tremendous fourth quarter performance by Jamal Murray, who just seemingly could not miss. He's burying threes from all over the place. And then there's the other side of it. And Anthony Davis and LeBron James not exactly getting it done in the fourth quarter. But can't he really, more than anything else, the head coach of the Nuggets was just concerned about the disrespect that his team was hearing about for the first day or two of this series.
I think a lot of our guys, to be honest, they may not admit this or not. You know, you win game one of the playoffs, and all everybody talked about was the Lakers. Let's be honest. That was a national narrative was, hey, the Lakers are fine. They're down 1-0, but they figured something out. No one talked about Nikola just had a historic performance. He's got 13 triple-doubles now, third all-time. What he's doing is just incredible, but the narrative wasn't about the Nuggets. The narrative wasn't about Nikola. The narrative is about the Lakers and their adjustments. So, you know, you put that in your pipe, you smoke it, and you come back, and you know what? We're going to go up 2-0.
That's great, Canty. Let's talk about the Lakers. Listen.
Well, hold on. Before we gloss over that, Michael Malone, pipe down. Like, you're talking about putting something in your pipe and smoking it. You haven't won a goddamn doggone thing.
Yeah.
Excuse me. You see, I'm about to, you know, you see, I'm
that's
I'm
why kind of I said, let's talk about the Lakers.
But that's the truth. But hold on. But that's the truth, though. When you look at the whole series, like, you're up 2-0. Congratulations. In the last round, you were up 2-0, and you went to the Valley, and Phoenix was able to tie it up 2-2 going into game five. So, I mean, think about it. This is a Lakers team that hasn't lost at home since March 26th. Think about that. They haven't lost at home since March 26th. Now, last night, the Nuggets broke a Lakers streak because the Lakers hadn't dropped back-to-back games since the middle of March. So congratulations to you. That's what you won yourself. But it took your team going on a 10-0 run at the end of the third and then going on this monster run led by Jamal Murray in the middle of the fourth in order to pull that one out. And even with that being said, if LeBron James doesn't smoke a layup or Anthony Davis doesn't miss a corner three, the outcome of the game could have been completely different. It comes down to the Lakers missing shots down the stretch. And big fella, as a Lakers fan, as a LeBron fan, as much as I love him, as great as he was defensively on Jokic, can we ask him to stop shooting threes in the fourth quarter? Can we just ask him to stop shooting threes, period? He was 0 for 6 from 3 last night, including a couple in the fourth quarter where you just look at him and you say, those aren't great shots. But big fella, LeBron James has missed 19 consecutive fourth quarter three-point shots. This is going back to the second game of round one against the Grizzlies. Bruh, it ain't working for you. And I get it. When you're as great as LeBron James, you got to believe that the next one's going in. I understand that psychology. But sometimes you got to put that to the side and say, I need to do what it takes for us to win the game. And last night, it would have been better from a perimeter shooting standpoint, if you lean more on Austin Reeves, if you lean more on Rui Hachimura, who couldn't miss in the first half, if you lean more on guys like Dennis Schroeder, to me that makes the most sense given how last night's game played out. But credit to the Nuggets. They played an outstanding game. It wasn't just Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic. I thought KCP did a great job. Bruce Brown off the bench made some big-time shots. As a matter of fact, that three that he hit in the third quarter is what started that 10-0 Nuggets run that built them some momentum going into the fourth quarter. So they had a lot of guys step up and contribute and play big-time basketball. But it's what we would expect because role players play better at home. Let's see what happens now that the series shifts back to L.A.
Well, this is why I'm not overly concerned about the Lakers. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that this series is over. Now, when it comes to LeBron, late in the game, I mean, anybody that wants to tell me that LeBron is finished or, you know, looking like he might be dead, show me the body, okay? I'm not going to prematurely bury him. But I will say the way he's shooting in the fourth quarter, it's a bit of a death rattle. It is.
But here's the thing, man. I mean, as much as we want to criticize LeBron, he was the only Lakers starter that had a positive plus-minus. He was +4 in 40 minutes played, and the guy was one rebound short of a triple-double.
Yeah, wait.
I don't understand the criticism. Why are we criticizing LeBron? They're playing at altitude. Everybody talks about how much of a challenge it is to play in Denver. Denver doesn't lose at home. They had the second best home record of anybody in the entire league. And the only reason it was second and not one is because the Memphis Grizzlies caught them in the last week of the regular season when the Nuggets had already locked up the number one seed. So I don't understand why everybody wants to be critical of LeBron James and the Lakers not pulling one of these first two games out, knowing how good the Nuggets are at home. This is who they've been all year.
Now, listen, this is, again, not concerned. I'm not going to go to the altitude. They've been there for 5 days. I'm not going to go to the altitude at that point.
It still has an impact. It still has an impact.
However, Anthony Davis, speaking of shooting ill-advised threes, and speaking of really being awful, can we focus more on the fact that people are looking at your performance throughout the postseason as an EKG of a patient with severe angina? The way that thing is going up and down. Can we focus more on that, AD, as opposed to dressing like Ali G in the post-game press conference? Honestly.
That's a good one.
He does not look like Ali G in these post-game press conferences.
That's a good one.
He absolutely does.
That's a good one. That's a good one right there. I came to work for that laugh right there. That's a pretty damn good one right there.
Ali G
AD. I love it. That's his new nickname. Ali G AD. We're going from EKG AD to Ali G AD. I love it.
Well, he's been absolutely way too inconsistent, and it drives you insane when the two of us both know, when everybody knows, that this is how the Lakers are going to win the series. When Anthony Davis is more consistent. Now, I picked the Nuggets at the beginning of the series, and I still expect them to win the series. I still expect it to be at least a 6-game series. But if you're going to say the Lakers are dead or in big trouble, and then we start throwing out all the, you know, teams are 6-56 when falling behind 2 games tonight. I know what all those stats say. We have seen too many times before, though, the Lakers play well at home. As you pointed out, they haven't lost in the postseason. We have seen the Nuggets go on the road and not play nearly as well as they have at home. I do not understand for the life of me why people are buying into the fact that the series is over. So if I had to ask you, being honest, where your can'ty panic meter is right now on this series, where is it?
I'm not panicked, surprisingly. I'm not. Now, I think a lot of people are ready to say that the series is over because Denver has been the best team in the Western Conference all year long, and they've got the record to prove it. And just how dominant Jokic has been in the first two matchups, Anthony Davis and the Lakers really having no answers for him, and then Jamal Murray catching fire in the fourth quarter last night. I think people are saying it'll be a tall task for the Lakers to beat this team for the next 5 games. It would be. But when you factor in LeBron James being on the other side of the equation, I mean, We've seen LeBron James twice in the conference finals go down 0-2 and come out on the winning side. It happened in 2007 against the Detroit Pistons, happened in 2018 more recently against the Boston Celtics. Down 0-2 in those series, came back and won both series. So I just what I would say is this. I'm concerned about it. You can't have the inconsistency from Anthony Davis. And for the love of God, can we stop playing D'Angelo Russell? Dear baby Jesus in a manger, stop playing D'Angelo Russell. He is a nothing burger. He has been awful. Big fella, in the 59 minutes he's been on the court across the first two games, the Lakers are minus 41. In the 37 minutes he's been off the court, the Lakers are plus 30. It seems simple.
Yeah.
Stop playing D'Angelo Russell. Stop playing these three guard lineups. Play big. Yo, when you got to rely on other guys for playmaking, lean on Austin Reeves, lean on Dennis Schroeder being in pick and roll situations with AD, and you go from there. But for the love of God, stop playing D'Angelo Russell. If it means it's going to cost you this offseason, if he decides he wants to leave in free agency, so be it. So be it.
Yeah.
But let's stop playing him now. That's going to cost us a chance to advance to the NBA Finals if you keep playing D'Angelo Russell 30 plus minutes.
KJ Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio. LeBron, for his part, not all that concerned.
I mean, what do you take out of it is the fact that this is not the NCAA tournament. First team to four wins. And we have an opportunity to go home and play great basketball and home serve. You know, until the team beats you four times, then you always have an opportunity to come out of it. You know, so that's the confidence that we should have. It's a tough hill to climb up, but we still have an opportunity to, you know, play good basketball and play the best basketball of the series in game three. And like I said, if we can get better from game two like we did tonight to game three, then we put ourselves in a position to do that.
They're going to win game three. I'd be stunned if they didn't win game three. And that really leaves it to game four. That, yeah, to me, is going to be the key of the entire series.
Yeah, game four is the entire series. I mean, game three, Lakers open up as 4.5-point favorites. I mean, they're minus money. They're going to win game three.
Canty and Carlin in for Greeny.
Game four is the one. That's the one we got to circle. They get game four, tie game, going into game five. That's when it'll all be said and done.
So, Laker fans, where is your panic meter right now? Down two games to none. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Canty and Carlin in for Greeny, presented by Progressive Insurance. If you're looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay and benefits, go to progressive.com/careers. Apply online today. We get your take, and Mark Kestisher called the game last night on ESPN Radio, joins us in moments. It's Greeny on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Greeny today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/Greeny, G-R-E-E-N-Y.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Greeny, the podcast.
Off to Murray, who can't miss in the fourth quarter. Another three. 14 fourth quarter points for Jamal Murray. And the Denver Nuggets have held home court. They've gone up 2-0 in the Western Conference Finals.
Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. Let's welcome in Mark Kestercher, who is on the call of the Western Conference Finals with PJ Carlissimo and George Sedano. Outstanding call last night. He joins us right now. And Kesty, let's just start here. As that is unfolding in the second half, what were your initial thoughts as Murray just started to go off and the Lakers were close to recovering but couldn't quite get over the hump?
Mr. Carlin, Mr. Canty, good morning from Denver, where the fans are starting to get excited about the Nuggets. They're not getting too excited because they know they've got to probably, you know, try to get a steal in Los Angeles. And that reasoning is because, you know, neither team has established itself, you know, over 48 minutes. As exhilarating as it was to watch Jamal Murray put that fourth quarter together, still some of the mistakes that Denver has had in the second half in game one and even in the late stages in game four when it got close again, reappeared itself. But, you know, it was just an extraordinary performance to watch Jamal Murray, to know what he went through with the knee injury, the ACL, missing two postseasons. You could not have struggled more. I think he was 3-for-13 at one point. He was, I think, 5-for-17 heading into the fourth quarter. And you know those great shooters, they just got to see one go through. And, you know, the Lakers continually dropped in coverage, and it's so death-defying for a Lakers defense to watch Jamal Murray time and time again get a handoff from Jokic at the top, go right behind the screen, the defender doesn't get there, and Murray just needs a sliver of space, and he just obliterated them.
Yeah, you don't got to tell me, Kesty, because I'm a Lakers fan, but speaking of defensive coverages, we've seen Darvin Ham through the first two games go with a lot of different wrinkles, a lot of different adjustments when it comes to trying to snow down Nikola Jokic. Having called this game up, this series up close the first two games, do you think Jokic can be slowed down any more than what we saw in game two by the Lakers?
You know what, Chris? It's hard to say when a guy has 23, 17, and 12 that they slowed him down, but they kind of did. I mean, they got into his space a little bit. They made it a little bit more difficult for Jokic to work. He ended up, I think it was 23 points on 21 shots, but he's just so good that even when you get in his way, he'll find the guy. And, of course, I didn't count it up, but I have to imagine of the 12 assists, it felt like 8 of them went to Murray, especially late in the game. So that number gets inflated because of the brilliance of Murray. But I thought they did a good job. I think Jokic took it a little personal, you know, all the talk about Rui Hachimura coming in. And, you know, all credit to Rui, held him 2-for-10 in the fourth quarter or the second half in game one. I thought Jokic did a much better job against Hachimura. But I think overall, even though he gets another triple-double, which, you know, Michael Malone pointed out last night, I mean, 7 triple-doubles in 13 games. It's ridiculous what Jokic is doing. And if that's slowing him down, that does spell trouble for the Lakers. But I feel like even with the numbers he put up, they did much better work against him in game two.
Mark Kestercher, of course, calling the Western Conference Finals, NBA on ESPN Radio. He joins us right now. It's Canty and Carlin in for Greeny. Michael Malone says post-game that his team is basically being disrespected, and after game one, everybody's just talking about the Lakers. Does he have a right to feel that way?
You know, I think so. I mentioned it to PJ. We were stuck in traffic outside the arena, headed out, and I said, were you surprised that, you know, Michael went there as opposed to, not that he didn't take the high road or he took the low road, but, you know, that he's frustrated with that. And I think, you know, I think PJ agreed with, yeah, the comments were, you know, did the Lakers figure something out? And even I saw a couple headlines this morning, you know, Lakers in 2-0 hole, which, again, you know, doesn't talk about the Nuggets being halfway to their first NBA final. So I could see where they're, you know, a little touchy here. They haven't had that ultimate success, you know, since merging into the NBA in the mid-70s. And so I could see where there was a little bit of touchiness from Coach Malone. And I did get a little kick out of the, put it in your pipe and smoke it and we'll go up 2-0. I thought that was a great comment last night. But, you know, he's just standing up for his guys because they have been the best team in the West all season. They've been underlooked, even in their series against Phoenix. Nobody thought Denver was going to get through. And if you look at the talent, team by team, of the four that are left, you know, if you want to argue Denver and Boston neck and neck in talent, I think you successfully could do that. But they likely are the best team standing right now.
Kesty, as the series shifts back to L.A., as a Lakers fan, I want to know what should be our biggest concern? Anthony Davis disappearing in various games throughout the series or LeBron James poor shooting late in games?
Yeah, I'll probably start with AD. I mean, I know he had 40 points in game one, so it's not fair, but consistency, you know, from game to game, they need that from Anthony Davis. You know, a 4-for-15, and I know he hit one three-pointer, but taking three of them late in the fourth quarter, maybe it was tired at altitude. I hate to say I'm a little concerned about LeBron James because he's been at such a high level for 20 years. I don't know about you, Kenny. You've been watching him as long as I have. I have never seen him go for a dunk and lose the ball in his hands. I mean, that's never happened before. No. I don't know how to explain that except he lost the ball. It happens to everybody. It's a mistake. But he, you know, his fourth quarters have not been great. He took 3 three-pointers as well, but came up with a great steal at half court. Didn't, you know, wasn't
and
able to finish
the layup.
It off. Yeah, it blew the layup, exactly. Those are my two concerns, yes. I'd say Davis consistency. LeBron at 38 is still, you know, better than any other 38-year-old I've ever seen. I just think this series has been a lot closer than 2-0, and the Lakers are going to have home court. They know they have to win game three. I think you're going to see a different team in Los Angeles to try to get back into the series.
Okay, so with that in mind, I think we both operate under the assumption, Kesty, and maybe it's a pretty fair one, that the Lakers are going to win game three. Do you believe that this game will come down to game four, or this series, rather, will come down to game four?
Yeah, it feels like it. Feels like if Denver gets game four and takes it back home, it might all be over. That's been, you know, a standard play, although in this year, right, in this year of the NBA where it's been hard to figure out who's the best team, upsets, Miami Heat leading 1-0 in the East after nearly being knocked out in the play-in, would L.A. get to Denver and force it back to L.A. for a 6? Nothing shocks me this year, but I think we're on the same thought pattern. L.A.'s got to get game 3, obviously. No one's come back down 3-0 in the NBA, and then it comes down to game 4. Can they tie it up to get it back to a fifth and pivotal game, or can Denver take it home with a chance to clinch?
Talking to the voice of the NBA on ESPN Radio, Mark Kestenstra on Greeny and Kesty, why does Darvin Ham keep playing D'Angelo Russell?
I love when these interviews devolve into
I have to ask why does he keep playing him? He has been unplayable the first two games of this series, unwatchable as a fan. I don't understand it.
It has been a struggle. I was surprised they went 3 guards in game one, just because of Denver's size. And then when they were going to make an adjustment, I thought, well, maybe Rui Hachimura goes into the lineup, and maybe you go with Schroeder and Reeves. And he went back to the familiar lineup they had for the first 11 with Jared Vanderbilt, you know, in there in a forward position. Look, D'Angelo's out there after every game taking extra shots. He's out there before the game taking shots. You read Dave McMenamin's report a couple days ago that, you know, maybe if he's not in the starting lineup, they lose him, which, you know, maybe says a lot about him going into his free agency. But you're right. It's been hard to watch. It has not been effective. And, you know, he still got 32 minutes last night. So it's something to pay attention to heading into game 3 to see if Darvin makes another adjustment.
All right. Last one. Kesty, you this weekend are living something that so many people struggle with at this time of year.
You I know where you're going.
Yeah. Kesty is going to miss game 3. Sean Kelly will pinch hit for him. Why? Because Kesty has a family wedding. And so many of us, Kesty, who are sports fans, have to live this all the time. I understand how popular the spring is, but do people not get there are massive sporting events in and around these spring weekends? I mean, how are you going to navigate this?
This is interesting because had I been on the Eastern Conference Finals, the wedding's in Florida, game 3 is in Miami. Would have been perfect. But I have 2 weddings coming up. My niece, which I'm officiating, by the way. I don't know how that's going to work out. And my stepbrother this weekend, and my niece gets all the bonus points because she waited till June 30th. Perfect for my schedule.
Exactly.
But this is not as bad as my original story, which is the year Carmelo Anthony and Syracuse won the national championship in 2003, I was in a wedding in Albany, New York, and the groom failed to look at the calendar to see when the Final Four was. Oh. I went to Syracuse games in Boston, in Albany, and I told my wife, I said, look, I'm like the fifth groomsman. Like, they won't miss me. I can go to New Orleans, right? And she looked at me like, no, you can't go to New Orleans. So, again, it's 2003. I had a watchman in the coat pocket of my tux, and that's how I watched the semifinal game. A watchman with an antenna.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's great.
That is amazing. Kesty, when are people just going to start being more considerate of us, huh?
You know, that's what I always say. I'm like, come on, don't you know I'm working? Please.
Exactly. Mark Kesty, sure, of course, calling the NBA on ESPN Radio in the Western Conference Finals. He will be back for Game 4. Kesty, we appreciate it. Travel safe.
Always good to be on with you guys. Have a great show.
Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio. And with 37 points, 23 of which came in the fourth quarter, Jamal Murray was in the zone last night. In the Zone, brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Big fella, let me say this. People that schedule weddings
that
conflict with major sporting events in major holiday weekends, there is a special place in hell for all of them.
There really is.
I don't understand it. Like, we've got plenty of time throughout the calendar year where ain't nothing going on. Like, there's a couple of weeks in July between Major League Baseball All-Star weekend and before the start of NFL training camps. You got a couple of weeks where you can schedule a wedding. Ain't nothing going on. After the 4th of July, before the start of training camp, you got 2 or 3 weeks in there. God bless. Have at it. There's plenty of time throughout the calendar year to schedule weddings. Why on God's earth would you schedule them during the conference finals or the NBA finals?
Katie,
why would you do it?
I point to you. Look at you. You got married last year before the NFL season started late August, right?
Yep.
That exactly. is the exact perfect time to get married. There, you're in between the preseason and the regular season. And you got
it's not Labor Day weekend. It's not. I'm not taking away your holiday weekend.
Exactly.
Not doing that. No.
Yeah, not doing that to you. It is perfect. You got nothing to do. I hate to say this. I will put the two of us up on a pedestal. You did that. When did I get married? I got married the weekend in between the championship games and the Super Bowl at the end of January.
Beautiful. That's beautiful.
You got nothing to do on that Saturday.
You got nothing to do.
Exactly.
Nothing
you're
going to
come.
Do.
You're going to have a great time. You're not missing a damn thing. Come on.
I don't understand people, man.
It's rude. It's inconsiderate. You'd think that they're trying to make these weddings about themselves.
You're not my friend. That's the thing. You're inviting me to the wedding because you assume that I'm your friend. But you're not my friend. Like, why?
Exactly.
I don't understand why the friendship has to be a one-way street. It should be a two-way street. Like, you should have enough respect for me, knowing that I'm a big sports fan, not to schedule your wedding or not to invite me to your wedding so I don't feel guilty if I decline around a major sports weekend or a major sports event. That's not on me. That's on you.
Yep.
You're a bad friend.
And Cam got a piece of advice from me yesterday. Cam, producer, is 25, 26 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He is about to go into that second wave, or really I called first to second wave, where all your friends from college and high school are getting married.
Yep, yep.
Cam,
yep.
What did I say to you yesterday on this very topic?
You said it's always cheaper to send a check.
Exactly.
Always.
It's always. Cheaper emotionally. It's cheaper in terms of your personal convenience, and it's just cheaper.
I'd like to point out that when you said that, I thought you meant just, you know, send a check as the wedding gift instead of getting them, you know, pots and pans or something like that. You actually meant don't go to the wedding, just send a check instead.
Yes.
Yeah, just if you send them the check that covered that's the equivalent of all of the money that you would have spent traveling to and staying for their wedding wherever
exactly.
it is.
Exactly.
They would be more than happy taking it. Trust me, there is not a person that I have met that's gotten married that was upset that I gave them a check over buying something on the registry. Not one person.
Or
not one person.
And let's also call it this: you're not going to be missed. You're not going to be missed. You're not ruining their day by not showing up.
No, see, I'll tell you, big fella.
Unless it's a daughter or something like that.
No, I got to pump the brakes on that one. Because Cam strikes me as a guy that's the life of the party.
Oh,
like Cam gets a little bit of social lubricant, and he can go buck wild. All you have to do is look at the crustache that he had a few months ago, and just know that guy is here to party. Like that guy means business when it comes to partying.
Yeah.
So he would point at Cam when he walked in the door.
I'm not going to weddings anymore after what happened last time with you two.
But here's what I'll say, Carlin. Because Cam works in sports, he has a built-in excuse, especially if there's a major sports event that's going on, because people don't know what responsibilities he has. Think about it this way. Folks don't even think you and I have a real job.
No,
like,
they don't.
Our family members don't think we have real jobs. Like, to this day, my mom will call me when I'm supposed to be on air.
I'm
texting her back, hey, Mom, is it something serious? She's like, I just wanted to see if you're doing okay. Yeah, Mom, I have a job. I actually do something for work every day. See, that's the beauty of what we do, and that's the excuse that Cam has built in. So when everybody's inviting him for weddings and he doesn't really feel like going, he could always say, hey, ESPN's got me on this responsibility. I'm not going to be able to make it. Just saying. Yeah. Built-in excuse. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I will push back and say, do we really have real jobs? I mean, we are kind of in the sandbox of life here.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Mom, you can't call me in the middle of a show.
We do have responsibilities.
I'm looking at my cell phone right now. She's calling me right now. You can't call me in the middle of a show, Mom. I'm actually doing something.
It's Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. Where is your panic meter on the Lakers down 2-0?
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Greeny, the podcast.
Off to Murray, who can't miss in the fourth quarter. Another three. 14 fourth quarter points for Jamal Murray. Murray behind the screen from Jokic. Cans another. 16 in the fourth quarter. And Jamal Murray's got 30. And the Denver Nuggets have held home court. They've gone up 2-0 in the Western Conference final.
It was a tough game, but we found a way to win the game. We had that run at 20-5 or something in the fourth quarter. Filled up the lead and we won the game.
So what is your concern? What is your level of panic if you're a Laker fan right now, down 2-0, going home? Canty and Carlin, in for Greeny, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. Phone lines, we go. They are open at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Dorita is up first on ESPN Radio. Dorita, where is your panic meter right now?
A 10.
10. Why?
Yes. because I want the Lakers to win. I know they're going to win. It's going to be Boston and the Lakers, and I'm calling from Charlottesville, Virginia, the home of the Wahoo UVA Cavaliers.
Hey, I see you, Dorita. I see you.
I'm sorry we lost, but this is Ralph Sampson Tan. Come to his restaurant. But first of all, they should not have left D'Angelo in there and also LeBron had no business taking all of those threes. He had Rudy was doing so good. Donovan shouldn't have taken Rudy out. He should have taken D'Angelo out earlier. If D'Angelo don't do good tomorrow in the first 4 minutes, he needs to put Rudy in and he needs to put Tristan in. Tristan is used to this good work with LeBron. And if not, Gabriel, those three should be in there in the third quarter.
Yeah, I mean, I completely agree with Dorita. First of all, D'Angelo Russell, if he's not bringing anything to the table offensively, why is he in the game? He didn't take a shot in the fourth quarter. Not one. Why is he in the game? He's a nothing burger. He is the only guy in the Lakers rotation that is not a plus defender. So why is he in the game? That doesn't make sense to me. Especially in the fourth quarter. Why is he playing 5 minutes in the fourth quarter? If he's not going to give you any punch offensively, get him out of the game. Think about this, big fella. Going into the fourth quarter, Jamal Murray was 5 of 17 in the game. 5 of 17. He was a non-factor. So when you have a guy like D'Angelo Russell, that's a liability on the defensive end, and then Jamal Murray has the opportunity to get going. A guy coming into last night had 3 fourth-quarter playoff performances where he had 20-plus points. Yeah, it's not a surprise that Jamal Murray was able to get it going. It's not. And he was the catalyst for Denver hitting 5 consecutive threes on their way to turning the tide and winning that game. D'Angelo Russell, if he's not going to give you more offensively, he should not be playing.
Jason, up next on ESPN Radio. Jason, what do you got, bud?
Hey, what's happening, guys? I'm like a 70-75% on, worry. Mm-hmm. They got out of rhythm last night, and I was telling my girlfriend this. Like, first half, they were moving the ball, they were moving around, and they got, like, in panic mode, and they were just coming down, taking quick shots, one pass, and somebody drive, forcing it to the hoop. I think they got out of rhythm, and I don't know if it's because they're tired. I mean, but they're also, there's another reason why the Nuggets were number one. Like, won so many games through the year. I know Lakers had, injury problems, but, last night was their opportunity. I think it's still there for them, but they got out of rhythm.
Look, I expect the Lakers role players to play better at home. My biggest question is Anthony Davis. Is he going to continue to be inconsistent? And frankly, I mean, you use the word bullied. Is he going to continue to get pushed around by Jokic at this point?
Well, yeah, that's exactly what happened. Make no mistake about it. AD has gotten bullied in these first two games, which is why Darvin Ham has tried to be so creative on the defensive end in mixing and maxing the different guys in primary coverage on Jokic. But to me, big fella, another understated aspect of last night's game has to be the Los Angeles Lakers getting out of character when it comes to the pace and the tempo that benefits them. Think about that. Through the first three quarters of that game, you know what the score was at the end of the third quarter? It was 79-76. That's a game the Lakers should win.
Yeah.
79, when the scoring is down low, that's a game they should win. We sat here after game one and said, if the score is going to be, 120-130, the Lakers got no shot. But if they can keep that thing in the 100s or the 110s, that's their sweet spot. Why did they try to speed up the tempo in the fourth quarter when it came to scoring, knowing that that only benefits the Denver Nuggets?
Think
about how many
sense.
Open looks the Denver Nuggets got in transition. The Michael Porter corner three in transition.
Yep.
Jamal Murray, a couple of those shots in transition. Now, to his credit, he made a couple of big baskets when the shot clock was winding down, and I thought that was the difference. That three that he made with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter over AD,
yeah,
to me, that was the one. No. That was the one that started it all for the Denver Nuggets, and it all kind of trickled off of that. But those big shots that Murray made, coupled with the open looks that they got in transition because of some bad shots the Lakers took, that's what opened the door for the Nuggets to take control in clutch time. If it's not – here's the thing. It's not just the Lakers not playing good on defense. It's also about the Lakers making sure that their shot selection doesn't lead to runouts. They got to stop that.
Listen, if they have a chance to win this series, it has to be in the low hundreds to, you know, 110. Yep. If you are trying to move the pace and play up at 120, 130, you are asking for big-time trouble. Up next, Michael Malone feeling the disrespect.
You know, you put that in your pipe, you smoke it.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the Podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN. And also available wherever you get your podcast.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.